like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. Whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch is probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Grey Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Welcome to Witch Police Radio. I'm here with a guest who is, I think you're one of the most frequent guests I've had on the show. There's a lot of people I've had over the years, sort of, you know, every time they have new music out, and you've sort of become, almost like quietly become one of the most frequent guests on the podcast, which is kind of cool. And it's always nice to catch up and find out what you're up to musically. So I think the best way to start this off is if you want to introduce yourself, give a bit of background about what you do, and we'll take it from there.
Thanks, Sam. So I'm Len Bowen, recording artist, MC from Winnipeg, Canada. I've been making music for 20 years plus. I was part of a collective called The Shades from Winnipeg, and now I'm doing my own thing, and I've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah, and I think that the reason I keep having you on the show is because you've been relatively prolific over the last little while. You've been putting out records every few years and, releasing a lot of music during that time. So what's the most recent thing happening with you musically? I mean, I know you have a new single that came out recently, you have a new record that came out. You're obviously still very active in what you do.
Definitely. So I have a single out right now called Forward. It's off my most recent project called If You Don't See Me, You Saw Me, which dropped last September, which I'm currently still pushing and promoting very hard. I'll be promoting this body of work, I'd say for at least the next, 3 to 5 months, going hard, and we'll see where things go from there. So it was produced by Junior T, Lang Hugh, and Shinogo, all Toronto producers, and I've got a bunch of features on there, everybody from Jordan to Odario to DJ SB, and a few other talented artists. So I'm very proud of it. I think, it's probably one of my best projects to date. So,
Is that timeline sort of where things are now? I mean, as an artist, the idea of sort of pushing a record over a relatively lengthy amount of time. I mean, you had a single that just came out for this record that came out last year, right? I mean, it seems like that there's things have changed just in terms of how people consume music, how people release music, and especially in terms of sort of the way it's this protracted release where you can kind of, because of the way people consume singles now, you can sort of constantly be pushing the same thing, like sort of from a different angle every few months or every time you sort of promote more of the individual songs.
Yeah. Well, the project came out late last year, and, I see a pattern of artists who will put out music and be really excited about it for a month or two, and then they'll kind of just move on to something else. I feel so strongly about this project. I believe in it so much. And I encourage other artists to do it as well. Is don't give up on your project. You know, the time and the effort, that you put into putting this together, getting everybody involved, because nobody does it alone. It's a shame when you just lose a bit of steam or get a bit frustrated and give up on your project. So no, this project, I'm a humble guy, but I'm not going to be humble at the same time. This project's great and it deserves to be heard. So I'm going to be pushing and promoting this project as long as I possibly can. And, you know, I encourage other artists to do so as well. Don't just, you know, get frustrated and move on to something else.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I think that's a good attitude to have, but I feel like that's probably the attitude you've had. And I'm sure we've talked about this in the show too, with all of your projects, right? I mean, it seems like every right. time you're putting something out, you want to feel that way about it. You want to have that kind of confidence about it and that kind of like, you know, feeling that it's the best thing you've done, right? So what, can you sort of quantify what makes this one stand out to you? I mean, again, outside of just the, it's the new thing, you want people to hear it, you're excited about it. Like, is there something specific sonically about this record that means more to you maybe?
It's just extremely cohesive. It's more personal than any project that I've worked on prior to. It really helped me get through a rough time in my life. So it holds that close, you know, place in my heart, you know, that sentiment. So I want people to hear and feel what I felt when I was writing it. And I think anybody who listens to it and listens to it in the traditional way from start to finish, you know, we have the luxury of clicking back and forth and kind of sampling music. You know, if you don't like the beat right away or something doesn't connect immediately, you just move on. You know, just take this in the old traditional way of listening to music, you'll really appreciate it and get the message that I'm trying to convey.
I agree with you. I mean, as someone who listens to, I mostly listen to physical music. I don't listen to a lot of streaming. I don't any streaming really. And I, other than Bandcamp and stuff like that. So I get the idea of sitting down and listening to something, you know, to start to finish is exactly how I consume music. And I know there are other people who do that as well. But like you said, I mean, the way that music is listened to now, it's not a given that someone's going to do that, right? You can't assume that the average listener, they're probably not going to sit down and listen to the whole thing as a full package. So how do you as a writer sort of you know, going into the creation of these songs, you know that's going to happen, right? You know people aren't necessarily going to consume this as like a full project. So does that affect sort of how you work on these songs, knowing that they're probably going to be heard as individual pieces?
That's a good question. And you know what? It doesn't, because, again, I feel so good about this project. I feel like there's no skips. I feel like every single song is so strong that no matter what you hear, even I'm encouraging people to do that. But even if you don't, it doesn't matter where you start or stop. Every single song is a moment. So like anything else, you know, you listen to something, you might be fixated on one song and listen to it over and over again. You'll eventually get tired and want to hear something else or give something else a chance on the project. So yeah, you will eventually get to it. But to really get my point across, listening to it in order is something I'm encouraging to just really feel what I felt when I was writing.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. I mean, I hope people do listen like that. You know, you mentioned right off the top that you, the Toronto element of this. I mean, you are obviously a Winnipeg artist. You've been making music here for a long time. People know you and associate you with this city. Winnipeg, you know, it doesn't have a one singular sound, but Winnipeg has a sound to it. There's definitely Winnipeg vibes across whether you're doing hip hop or metal or folk or country, whatever it is. What is it like working with someone like a place like Toronto, where, I mean, they're coming from a maybe similar but different kind of feel, right? I mean, it's a different place, it's a different culture, a different speed. How has that sort of affected, I guess, the songs on this record? Having that involvement, I know you've worked with producers and artists from elsewhere before, but just as a Winnipegger, I mean, how do those other cities' kind of feelings affect what it is that you do?
Well, you know, when you're working with artists from Toronto, of course, Toronto, one of the epicenters as far as music goes, urban music goes in Canada, and just working with the level of talent out there, it forces me, you know, to step outside of myself and find abilities and strength that I didn't know I had as an artist,
sure.
You know, step outside of my comfort zone. So the opportunity to work with such a talented artist such as Junior T, Shinogo and Slang Hugh, anybody who I work with, and whether you're from Winnipeg or not, I want you to be proud of what we created together. I want you to feel just as good about it as I do. So, you know, everybody's got their resume, other artists they've worked with, their accomplishments, you know, nomination, accolades for awards, et cetera, et cetera. So when you start working with artists who have done a lot more than you and accomplished more, you want them to feel like, you know, their time invested in you was worth it. And that's really all it is. I'm always looking for someone to push me beyond my limits to see where I can really go, where I can really take this. So that's what it is for me. But don't get it twisted. I was born and raised in Winnipeg. I'm a son of Jamaican immigrants. I spent a lot of time in New York as well, going back and forth all my life. So you hear that influence in my music as sure. well. But all of it encompasses who I am and what you hear in my music.
Standing still, trying to make moves, life changing. Time's money, so we spend it in the right places. Destiny be calling on me. My redemption song overdue, Robin Marley. It's a long shot, it'll fall short. In the voice saying, fight or flight, balls in your court. Life had them ready to tap out, pain about to pass out. Flowing that emergency brake before I crash out. Direction I was driven in, circumstance living in. Swore they wrote him off and gave him the bare minimum. Thoughts gave his heart fat with everything it took inside. Team was a sharp set, cartel full of vibes.
Starving unknown to the pen, I was hungry on the ends. Our money we are the fan, had to follow. Curb pitches, life flowing at you. Moving on the head to nothing, going back to had to follow. Now it's bigger, better things. Forward, no coming in second, we gotta win. Forward, now it's bigger, better things. Forward, no coming in second, we gotta win. That's a forward.
Though blinds paid homage to sometimes even bar this. No one allowed to share the same dream, but never follow this. So I gotta follow mine. They want him to follow line. Interest on the compound, treat him like he on bar time. Over years, proved lot of peers wrong. Wouldn't provide a screen to let them project the fears on. Never asked no one to wait on them. Maddie grew past limitations that were placed on them.
Starving unknown to the pen, I was hungry on the ends. Our money we are the fan, had to follow. Curb pitches, life throwing at you. Moving on the head to nothing, going back to had to follow. Now it's bigger, better things. Forward, no coming in second, we gotta win. Forward. Now we speak of better things. Forward, no coming in second. We gotta win, that's a foul. Starving unknown to the pen. I was hungry on the ends. Our money we are the fan, had to follow. Curb pitches, life throwing at you. Moving on the head to nothing. Going back to had to forward. Now we speak of better things. Forward, no coming in second. We gotta win, forward. Now we speak of better things. Forward, no coming in second. We gotta win, that's a foul.
Yeah, we turn it down, skin in the youth.
I guess what are you looking for when you're going to collaborate with someone when you're finding a producer to work with? Is there something in particular that you need or that you're sort of seeking? Obviously, you know, listening to someone else's previous work and realizing that might be a good fit, but is there something that sort of clicks with you, you know, and knowing that this is something that will mesh well with your style?
Just the producer's vibe, who they are prior to who they are as a musician. So I had the opportunity to be part of a workshop where I worked with Junior T on a few things, and I got the chance to really just hear him talk on a human level, you know, off the record. And it really, things he said and his philosophies and just his outlook on everything really stuck with me. So it compelled me and my team to reach out to him and try to make something happen during that time. Yeah.
And was he receptive to working with you as well? Like, was it kind of a mutual?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I found out that he wanted to work with me regardless, anyways, prior to me reaching out. So I knew we were on the same page, and he was familiar with my music before we even started working together. So it was a win-win.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good problem to have. Yeah. You both.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you feel a need to, this may be a weird question, but to like assert your Winnipegness on when you're working with someone who's not from here? Like, is there, I don't know what the word is, but like some kind of, not a Winnipeg ego, I don't want to say that, but is there like sort of a pride in being from here that you want to import some part of that Winnipeg-ness onto that music? Sort of maybe to show where you're from, even if you're working with people who aren't from here, if you know what I mean?
Well, I try to not overdo it, but in the sense, I don't want anyone to think that I'm trying to be perceived as not being from Winnipeg, you know.
I don't think that's likely to happen. I mean, you sound like you're from Winnipeg anyway, but yeah.
Well, thank you. That is a compliment. So, it's just I want them to take artists, whether it's me or anybody else coming from here, seriously.
Yeah.
And I feel like even though there's been great success stories over the years from musicians from Winnipeg, from different genres, I think as far as rap and hip hop goes, we're still very much so overlooked. So those are some of the barriers that I'm trying to break down and let people know that, yo, there's some dope MCs from Winnipeg that deserve more exposure on a national level.
Yeah.
Not even that, on a global level. There are artists out here who can, hold their own with the best in the country and beyond that.
Yeah.
So that's really all I'm trying to do, and just trying to leave that imprint on them when we're done creating whatever we're working on.
Yeah. That's cool. And I think one thing that I've noticed about Canadian rap in general, which maybe I don't see as much in the States, probably because I'm not from there, and I'm surrounded by Canada and by Winnipeg and everything, is that because, it's so multicultural here, people are putting their own cultural spin on everything. The Winnipeg spin, but then the culture of origin spin too. Like, whatever their parents are from, those sounds seep in. I mean, you got the Forward single, which obviously has the Jamaican influence, like very front center, right? And there's rappers in Winnipeg who, they're from a Filipino background, and that stuff is really strong in there. Or they're from wherever. I mean, it seems like it seems more prevalent, I find anyway, in artists from Canada to dig into those roots and incorporate them in some way. I mean, not to say that Americans aren't doing that, but I think it's maybe just because we're a younger country and most of us have immigrant parents, immigrant grandparents, whatever, that like that's going to just seep in sort of naturally. I mean, is that something that, with that single, for example, is that something you did deliberately, or is that just sort of the sounds that you have in your psyche?
It wasn't deliberate. We started working together. I was given a beat pack or two, and I just selected beats that I liked, things that, I thought I could work with and relate to. And no matter where I am or what I do, my culture is, coming through my pores one way or another. So it was, I would have to fairly say it was organic. It was organic. It wasn't planned. It wasn't premeditated at all. It's just, I started writing and these are the things that came to me.
Yeah. I think that is how it happens. I think with most people too, is just this kind of, you're through osmosis because you're surrounded by it, right? You're surrounded by the Winnipeg stuff. You're surrounded by, your family background, all this stuff, it just kind of blends together.
Yeah.
Not to focus too heavily on Winnipeg, but being a Winnipeg show, I kind of want to know where everyone's coming from over the parts of the city. But what is, I guess, what's sort of your plan at this stage in your career? Because you had success with Shades. You put out a number of solo records. You're still putting out music. You're putting out music that you feel this strongly about, and that is, hopefully you're getting a strong response from listeners as well. Where do you hope to take this at this point? I mean, you have a body of work. You have a discography that dates back a while now. And so you sort of, who you are as an artist, I think, is fairly well established. Where do you take this at this point?
Well, to be completely honest, one thing that, again, going back to it, is being recognized on a national and international level, that those are some goals that I would love to accomplish, you know, nominations, what have you. I see artists that I've worked with or met over the years that have accomplished certain things, and I don't feel, I know I'm on that level. And so the question to me is, why haven't I reached some of these accolades? But at the same time, I love music. So whether I do or not, it doesn't matter. Music is a part of me. It's helped me. It's a coping mechanism for myself. It's kept me going till this date in life. So really, it's just something I do. But on another note, just to get the recognition on certain levels would be amazing for myself, because I know the time and effort I put in, and everybody does, but I know the level that I'm on as my writing goes as an artist. And I feel that, you know, it deserves to be acknowledged. So I will keep fighting for that. Music is subjective. It's a matter of opinion. So a lot of it is out of my hands, but I will do my best to continue that fight as long as I'm making music.
Cool.
Couple of days for Christmas, launch 2020. New normal, trying to adapt to it. Life's 10% happy to its other 90, how to react to it. Things forced to live with, so much regret, not making more visits. Sometimes feelings have delayed reactions. Instead of dealing with grieving, we create distractions. Push us over the limit more than enough to. Mind thinking back last time she hugged and touched you. Felt helpless at time, grandma now she in the sky, but was selfish with mine. Nobody explained the time is love. Tell me who ain't going through a fight within. We all know the sunset's only to rise again. Every July 25th, reminisce, never forgotten. Solemn promise from the bottom of our hearts, letting blossom.
Like it was just yesterday, like I could relive it. Thoughts about quitting push me to my limits, cause I'm too nice for the doubters, too heat for the critics. And I remember riding in the back of Mama Civic with the thoughts of trying to travel, like they caught me off my pivot. And I put all of my heart in the music, nobody listened. Started feeling like those popular kids who trying to fit in. Uplifted my spirit behind on the bills and my rent through the debts not becoming forgiven. I've been through the trenches, I hit all the ceilings. If this here's my karma, I beg for forgiveness. I'm willing to put it all behind me. They say take it slow, but I gotta go at high speed. And I thank the Lord for the people that's beside me, cause death was feeling timely, but I'm on different time and rewind me.
We should be closer.
is the way to do that? I mean, maybe this is an unanswerable question, but like, how do you get people to sort of consider what you're doing? Because you have people like, you know, you're an established artist, you've got a body of work, people have heard you, they know what you sound like, they if they like you, they like you. How do you, like, well, especially nowadays where everyone and their dog can put out a record, and you know, you're not only competing with the best of the best, you're competing with the next 8,000 people who just put out an album last night on Bandcamp, you know what I mean? So it's got to be a different sort of environment than it was even 10 years ago.
Yeah, so it's more proactive than reactive. It's about getting in people's faces and staying in their faces and being consistent, which is what I've been trying to do since 2020 going forward. I've been consistently putting out music, you know, traveling, touring, performing more, just being a presence, being something tangible to the audience. And hopefully that translates into what I'm trying to accomplish.
Yeah, for sure. And again, it's by the sounds of things, even if you did accomplish all of that, you're not going to stop. It's not like an end goal, right? You're still going to be 70 years old, still making records, because this is obviously just what you do.
I mean, like I said, I love music. It's a part of me. And at the end of the day, these are things I want, but they don't define me. So I will continue to make music.
Right on. And one thing that I've been asking a lot of people lately is, because depending when I interview someone, they're at a certain point in their album cycle, or they've just released it, or it's been out for a year, whatever the situation is. Do you feel that at this point, you know, you're out here promoting these songs, you're still putting out singles from that record? Do you feel like you have artistically progressed even beyond that at this point? Like, do you have a whole bulk of songs that you've written since that record was released that are maybe different, or maybe you like better, or change the style or anything like that? Or are you still sort of laser focused on just these particular songs?
I would say I'm somewhere in the middle. Yes, I do have new material I've worked on, new bars I've written, where I know they're on a level. As far as completing a new body of work, it's all, for me anyways, it's about living.
Yeah.
I need to just experience more, go through more conversations with people, just life. I just have to live more life, continue to live more life, and the next project will, you know, come together by itself.
Are you are you the type of artist who has, I guess, you know, when you have the songs you're releasing, you decided this is the record, these are the songs that I'm putting out, do you have a huge amount of songs that don't make the cut, or are you sort of very meticulous on the ones that do? Because I know a lot of people will record, you know, 30 things and put out a 10 song album. Are you like that, or do you sort of really tinker with the songs that you have and focus on those?
I work and rework the songs that I have. Okay. I'm not that guy who's going to record 50 songs and narrow it down to 10. Anything I record will eventually, anything I track will eventually get heard at some point. But I'm very honest with myself about, you know, what I'm writing, what I'm making, and is it ready? I won't let you hear something unless I am 200% sure about the impact it's going to have on you. So, everything gets heard. I'm not one of those guys that just, like, artists who do that, cool. I mean, everybody has their process, but that's not me.
Okay. Is there a point where you know that a song is finished? I mean, if it's something you've been reworking, how do you determine sort of, okay, this is the best this is going to be? Like, well, what is it for you that signifies that?
It's how it makes me feel.
Good.
Like, when I'm saying these lyrics, and my genuine reaction to what I've wrote is like, whoa, because it takes a lot to impress me to begin with, to be honest. So if it does that to me, I know 9 out of 10 times it's going to do that to you when you hear it. Like, when I get feedback on certain tracks, it's the best feeling when I'm like, that's exactly how I felt when that bar came to me. You know, so I know I'm doing something right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And I guess that's not, I guess there's no guarantee, right? Once it's out in the world, it's kind of out of your hands, and someone's interpretation of those lyrics or the way that the song makes them feel could be drastically different from what you intended, right? But as long as it's making them feel something, that's it seems like you're accomplishing your goal.
Yeah. But a lot of times with artists at the same time, you don't even realize what you're doing when you could write a double or triple entendre, not even realize you did it until after the fact and somebody else catches it before you did. You just wrote something because a portion of those two lines made sense and made you feel some way for you to put it down. So writing is such an intricate art that, you know, it's amazing what it could do for someone versus what it could do for someone else versus what it does for you. So
do you, are you lyrics first or do you need the beat to write to?
I'm lyrics first, but just so that, you know, as far as being in the pocket and just presenting you something that, you know, is entertaining, I won't go too far without the beat, but I'll always have my ideas and, you know, where I'm going with it way ahead of time.
And I mean, I know this is a solo project and you've released a number of solo projects, but you're known to a lot of people, especially in Winnipeg, for your role with Shades. And I mean, you know, a lot of those records have been re-released in recent years, which is super cool. And, you know, hopefully hearing, you know, reaching new audiences. I guess what is, what do you see as the main difference between you as a solo artist versus as a member of that collective, right? I mean, because the songs are different, stylistically is different, but you're still... You still sound like you in both cases, right? So what's sort of the dividing line between solo and Bowen and then what your role was with Shades?
Yeah, so Shades was basically, you know, a collective of friends, family that put music out together but weren't necessarily always on the same page as far as making songs, you know. There were times when people were on songs, but, you know, it wasn't really their thing and it was someone else in, you know, the crew's thing. Where you're getting, this is me. This is who I am unapologetically, not worrying about or considering anyone else's thoughts or opinions on what I'm doing from a writing standpoint.
Okay.
Right? So... You know, in the Shades, yeah, we all did tracks. Was everybody, you know, in love with every track that they were on that they did? Maybe not.
Right.
But, you know, when you're on a team, that's the word team. You make it work. You know, it's all for the greater good.
Sure.
So it's a bit more selfish. It's all about me as being a solo artist. So.
But that's a good kind of selfish, right? I mean, the fact that you're able to choose specifically what you want because, it's only you, right? So, that's cool.
So you see more wild God put you at a place where you can find yourself. So don't feel like so you feel bad, man. You know, feel all up here in the old.
While we're here, all we got is choices, pick and choose. Can we play no draws, either win or lose? I beat failure with discipline till it couldn't move. Then success stepped in, had something to prove. Yeah, stepped up his hustle, wouldn't settle for struggle. Had to push himself harder, develop the muscle. Same old paper chase, don't know how to play it safe. Always chefing, trying to stack racks, layer cake. Delay was yours, we tried to avoid. Flowers and thorns seen both sides of the coin. Dance in the rain or crying the storm. Drop for what he went through, what's hot from endured. When we're select few brothers moving like good fellas. See too many true colors as pictures develop. My mind says sky's the limit, have no ceiling. Away his thoughts and feelings become his algorithm. This ain't what he wished on, it's what I worked for. No guarantee, sacrifice, or made it worth more. Now they rock it, watch them level up the first floor. Letting go is hard, y'all, but holding on hurt more. This ain't what he wished on, it's what I worked for. No guarantee, sacrifice, or made it worth more. Now they rock it, watch them level up the first floor. Letting go is hard, y'all, but holding on hurt more. When OGs drop jewels, sat back and listened. Problems chose to solve instead of mass symptoms. Stayed two steps ahead of them, strides came quicker. Truth was medicine, lies were the painkillers. That's why the writings hit different, feel it in your chest. When life applying pressure, how we decompress.
Hot lava verse, lava verse. He checks out, plus kept receipts for audit purpose. All these false prophets, sheep worship. Now legend me label everyone great, even niggas who don't deserve it. Difference between main card and the prelims. Most y'all dudes can't eat without per diem. I'm lit and I'ma stay that. This ain't what he wished on, it's what I worked for. No guarantees, sacrifice, who made it worth more. Now they rockin', watch them level up the first floor. Letting go is hard, y'all, but holding on hurt more. This ain't what he wished on, it's what I worked for. No guarantees, sacrifice, who made it worth more. Now they rockin', watch them level up the first floor. Letting go is hard, y'all, but holding on hurt more.
What, you know, the good thing about this being a podcast, someone could hear it the day it comes out, in which case, you know, you released Forward very recently. You got this record that came out last year. But someone could hear it 5 years from now. Apparently, I can't stop making the show. So, you know, someone could hear it 10 years. Oh, what do you have coming up sort of in the works? Do you have anything within the next, I don't know, year or so going on that you're hoping to accomplish or you have planned?
Yeah, I definitely plan to release new music this year. Whether it's a full length or EP at this point, I don't know. I'll be performing. You'll definitely hear me here or there on some features of other artists. So there's definitely things in the works. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. Len Bowen's going to be sticking around for a bit.
Right on. And then where can people find your music? Because again, you know, depending when someone hears this, you may have just put out something new or it could have been a year ago, whatever. But like, what's the best way to track you down and hear what you're up to?
Yeah, I'm on all streaming platforms. But if you're on the gram, you know, click on the link in my bio. That leads you to my link tree. Please support Bandcamp because Bandcamp actually gives back to the artist. So Bandcamp. But I mean, you know, if you're a Spotify, if you're Apple, any of those other streaming platforms by all means, but Bandcamp especially.
Yeah.
But yeah. And, you know, I've got a ton of visuals on YouTube, any streaming platform that you subscribe to.
Do you have plans for any more physical releases in the near future? I mean, I know I have a couple of your things that you put on a tape a few years ago and obviously, like we said, those Shades reissues have been coming out on vinyl and stuff, which is great.
Right. Yeah, this latest project, If You Don't See Me, You Saw Me, will be released on vinyl.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So look out for that. And I'm very happy and excited about that. So
do you have a timeline for that? Or is that just, I know it's one of those things that is, it's hard to pin down sometimes.
Yeah, I would say within the next 3 months, it's going to drop. And the great thing about it is not only will it contain the project, but it will contain all of the instrumentals as well.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. I like when that happens. Yeah, is it just like a B-side, B-side kind of thing?
Right.
Awesome.
Went from inseparable to you inaccessible. Now you're doing what's best for you, holding on to what's left of you. Said I hurt you and you can't forgive me. No longer standing with me. That I mess up every chance you give me. I can stand around waiting on your love in vain. She forgot about the kids, so I did the same. From things said and done, how long it take to heal? Only thing you gon' remember is how I made you feel.
hardly get me, I was used to argue with me. Regardless, placing my heart for you, that's always with me. Outweighed by things I couldn't handle, outplayed by games I couldn't fathom. With nothing left, there's no contest. Bless this mess, my sweet nemesis.
Complicated again, our time was getting harder to defend. A link pin in your spiritual cleanse will not suffice. I hope you reach a greater height, lonely nights. Mileage, protect the driver. Collection of hearts, it was a three collision pileup. Fight nights got me flipping like channels. Burn out my temples, slugging off your verbal ammo. Blammo, we used to be the hottest scandal. Giving you a taste all over the place. Connect the dots on countertop, scented candles. Locked down, laced underwear and flannel. Outweighed by things I couldn't handle, outplayed by games I couldn't fathom. With nothing left, there's no contest. Bless this mess, my sweet nemesis.